When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Real Adventures, talking all things fishing, boating, and the great outdoors for Razorback 4x4, Australia's best four-wheel drive sea covers with protection like no other. And Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski? Discover why boating's just better with Club Marine.
Welcome back to Real Adventures for Club Marine. They're Redmond on
Real Adventures. Those are not bad. Your name.
Well, I was getting excited because we were speaking off the top of the show.
You are excited for these tuna.
Yeah, absolutely. The tuna are close to. You're looking for people, more sets of eyes on the water. But the rods and reels that you have in the boat ready to go to target these school fish, obviously different to the rods and reels that you're using when the big barrels come through. But what's the stalwarts? What's the main go that you've got in the boat that's just there so when they come up, it gives you the best chance?
So there's a few different rods that you can use. Price range is obviously the biggest thing. Now, I'm running Ospreys, 20 to 40 pound, and they're my trawling rods. So how
long are they?
So I run, I'm a little bit fortunate enough to have a range of rods. So with the teaser bars.
Yeah, this is what you do. So that makes sense. What are you using?
With the teaser bars, I run 7 foot rods because they're taller.
Yep.
And then with the non-teaser bar rods, I run them 6 foot. Like so they're a foot shorter.
That sits in like the back corner or something?
Yeah, so they sit in the corners and one up the rod hold. And the reason for that is because I just want nothing to tangle, and you give an extra bit of height from the rod up in the rod holders or in the bait board.
Oh, the rocket launcher.
Yeah, up in the rocket launchers, I'll run one. That's usually the first teaser bar. Then when I'll have one out of the bait board, then two out of the back corners or out of the rear arms, out of the two. And I run two of the long ones on the teaser bars to keep them up and away, and two smaller ones. Or if I'm running a teaser bar in a different position, I might swap that rod over. So I'm getting a little bit funny there, but they're about that $350 to $400 mark.
Yep.
You can run anything to that 20 to 40 pound range. The Atomic Arrows got a really good trolling, like they're just your offshore rods, but they're 20 to 40 pound. They're affordable, maybe $200, if that. Yeah. I don't think they'd be $200.
Great all rounder, aren't they?
Yeah, and you can use them for all your gummies and even your snapper too. So they're an affordable rod, but they're great rods to use for your trolling. Now into the casting, Samurai Elevates, you can go, it depends what you want to use. You can go up into that 20 to 40 pound range to cast, which is no worries, but you can back it off to that 15 to 25 pound range, which is snapper rods. And I've caught most probably my tuna on that sort of range of rods. And the Samurai, I gave you some of these the other day, these Elevates, they're a beautiful cast. I think I gave you a lighter one and a heavy one.
You did.
Yep. 20 to 40 and then it's 15 to 25. So you'll put a 5,000 stratic on that lighter one and you'll put an 8,000 roughly, or even up to a 10,000 on that 20 to 40 pound. Braid, roughly that 50 pound and on the heavy reel, and then on that lighter reel, 20 or 30 pound.
So if you're running 50 braid,
yep.
What are you running, at least 80 on the mono, on the
Yeah, so I'm pretty much, no. So, no. On my trolling rods, I'm running all 100.
Gotcha.
All 100. Yep. But then on the casting, I'm only running 40.
So you, hang on. So you've got, oh no, but you've got a lower.
On those, yep, that 8,000.
Your braid's 20 pound, did you say?
30 pound, yeah. 30 pound. 30 pound on the casting.
Because you're always going above for your mono.
On the, yeah, you can even match it, like the braid's so thin, so your mono's always going to be thicker anyway, so you're fine with it. But with the casting, the problem is the thicker you go with casting with braid, the less distance and you're going to get. So,
do you find that with, depending on the braid that you're using, like if it's too, this might sound funny, but the really waxy braid, it just doesn't run through the eyes as well. You just don't get the casting distance.
I haven't noticed that. It's probably the size of it, is it?
No, you know what? It's probably me being El Cheapo and you using the slightly better quality braid.
You run Fins braid. Fins braid's a very good braid.
No, the Fins is fine.
I run the Dangan braid. That's really good quality stuff.
I use something from, you know the problem is, I use one of Dad's reels and honestly,
he's got stuff from that Kmart, which is 20 pound, thick as 150 pound.
I think it was from eBay or China or somewhere. Wherever it was made, it was terrible. And honestly, it was like a cheese grater coming out of it. You could feel it, genuinely feel it. Like it
doesn't come off the reel good.
It doesn't, no, because it sticks to itself. Like, I know it's expensive, but it is worth spending good money on good grade.
Fish. It is, yeah, 100%. Whiting and stuff you can get away with a little bit, but on these tuna they pull hard. And if you're running, like, you don't want, if you got a teaser bar out and a lure and then a swivel, you, if you lose that because of a break, what's your teaser bar? Probably 100 to 250 bucks these days, range there. And then you've got a lure at the back, which is probably 40 bucks, plus your time rigging. You're looking at $300, and then plus your braid that you lose as well on a fish. So you're looking at $200 to $300 each time, which is not, it's bloody expensive to lose for a fish. But we're going to talk more about tuna over the next few weeks as we start catching them. So let's get into the whip around.
Yeah, speaking of pulling power on fish that are biting, it is time for the whip around for Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski? Discover why boating's just better with Club Marine. And we kick things off, Redmond.
Yeah, Rainbow Escape Charter, Central Queensland. Smash a Red Emperor.
And these Red Emperor, like, we're talking massive fish.
The cobia there. Absolutely everything they've smashed there. And we're just looking at a sneaky photo there. So they've done very, very well. That's Rainbow Escape Fishing Charters. And then moving off Gladstone, out on the Fitzroy Reef, basically fish one after the other. And they were good coral trout, Red Emperor as well.
The fish there that you couldn't catch whilst I didn't you catch, spent did time not, in the West.
46,000 casts and didn't manage to land a single cast. Speaking of the West, we're heading over to Western Australia now.
And Jazz Charters.
Snapper and the odd kingfish. He's been absolutely smacking the snapper and kingfish, which is sensational to see as he does, but that's out of Frio.
I know you're a biased Victorian angler, but when it comes to snapper fishing, like, the, we continue to see incredible reports out of the West.
There's better. They're smashing up. They get all year round. Yeah. Like, I've Jazz Charters. How long have we been reporting his consistent snapper captures?
Yeah. And, then, got and they're not November. Small fish. Like, every single week.
There's some from a kilo right up to 10, 8, 9, 10. Like,
so Victoria's seasonal, South Australia completely botched and mismanaged. We're hoping.
Well, Victor, I saw Victor is allowed to catch fish now. There was fish caught there during the week, and they were allowed a certain amount of per people because the ban lifted there in certain parts of South Australia now. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it was Victor. They had some beautiful snapper caught through there. Good fish too, like 5 kilo stuff.
Well, this was the epicenter.
It was.
Sorry, I interrupted you continuing through the West.
Now, I'm going to refer to keep saying check out these, and I'm sorry that you can't see the photos while you're driving your car potentially listening to us talk rubbish, but Mandura, the size of those mulloway there, Patrick, absolute crackers off the beach. It's fishing very, very good. Yakkers 90 plus. Off the beach, mullet, Andra, they're nice big, work. Big fish, so that is fishing very good. And heading over to Ned McHenry, he thinks he's the mayor of South Australia now, doesn't he, the way he's going?
He's very, very happy with himself at the moment, Ned. And when it comes to radio, or when it comes to footy, rival teams, you know, Crows Geelong, we are a rival fishing show to Ned's little puddle.
We're
five double. That's my old stomping ground. 500.
Is it? Did you have a couple of every appearances on that?
No, every Saturday. Every midweek, I was always on 500 and heading to the footy.
We love didn't the competition
have,
with Nettie.
Didn't have the knackers like Nettie does to go, you know, I want to run myself a fishing show. he's pushed poor old Stephen Rowe to the side.
He's done very well.
You spoke about the salmon. Well, whilst trawling during the week, Little Boston in Port Lincoln, 67 centimetres, 2.7 kilos. That's as big as they come. They don't get much bigger than that.
Good salmon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, very good. And lots of them. Fish. Lots of them as well, which is really good to see. But speaking of big fish,
this is
glance your eyes over this little thing here.
So a giant kingfish.
Caught from the rocks at Point Bonython. Is that how you would pronounce it?
Let's go with that.
Sounds good.
If you've got a problem with the way that Aaron pronounces most things, which most people do.
Get over
it. It's a bit of feedback that comes that way.
Best 30-minute fight ever. This is a monster kingfish. It would, well over the 20-kilo mark, potentially 30 kilo. That is
it's as big ginormous. As that. Yeah, that's massive. And they're one of the, for mine, pound for pound, they're the hardest pulling fish in the sea.
Now, off Queenscliff out of Tasmania, check out the old...
across the Apple Isle.
Check out the old Salmon.
They continue to fire
off the rocks,
which we like hearing off the rocks. Like, it's nice to have that decent balance between. Obviously, it's great if you can afford a boat and you can get offshore or you can fish through lakes and rivers. Driving.
Well, they're two reports. 30 kilo kingfish off the rocks. I haven't seen one off the boat caught in South Australia in the last few days.
With you there.
And then you've got the great salmon fishing, which every single person loves casting down. I think Bommel's getting a few salmon down in Tassie during the week as well.
He was. But if you do have a boat, Toombs Lake fishing well this weekend, and brown trout tipping the scales at over 4.5 pound. It was a really nice looking fish. And the other one was getting kids into fishing. We love when the kids get
into
fishing.
Well, this is in the old New South Wales now, Patrick. We're moving up the coast because that was the one that I left. I usually do that first, but I accidentally did it the wrong way around today. So I apologise.
You know, I held it off.
There you go, Trevally.
It's a beautiful Trevally being caught.
So Murrumbula, all off Murrumbula. Yep. Trevally being caught at the entrance there. It's been sensational fishing through there.
What about the, you know, you've spoken often about the water currents as they push down.
Mate, the current is as bad as it gets. Don't even want to talk about it. Yep. I'm sorry. It's just hit a soft spot.
Yeah.
It's looking so like it's last no good year. At the moment. Yep. Shocking. The Trapman can't even keep his pots down.
Yeah, like right.
The boys are going under the fads. Spencer Snoop Dogg, like it's literally it's literally on its side. But fishing up a little bit higher though, in off Botany Bay, Flathead, Brim, Trevally, all caught all through Botany Bay and sensational fishing through there. Just fishing in the tinnies out of there, casting plastics, using a bit of bait, 10-pound line, just sensational fishing all through there. So I think we have to talk probably about our neck of the woods, don't we? A bit of Victorian stuff.
Yeah, so let's kick things off from the south first. We've spoken a lot about tuna and the slow builder. If you want to catch a tuna right now, the most consistent place to capture them.
Got nothing for you.
Portland?
Got nothing for you. Oh, I haven't heard of a report of consistent tuna for probably, this is probably the only month
where I haven't heard it.
But I did hear a rumor of Polo Bay, there was some fish out there. And I heard there was some big schools there, which is moving our way. I haven't heard of anything at Portland. Bottom fishing's 10 out of 10.
Yep.
But Port Ferry, haven't seen the reports of... Scotty Gray is usually into those tuna and kings now. Haven't seen any reports. So whether he's keeping it under the down
low... I was about to say, now you can... like.
Well, these tuna at Portland, right, and Port Ferry, aren't the ones that are out wider in during the winter months. They're riding close off North Shore and the island.
But they're so not being caught. Accessible. Or they are. And
they could
and,
be.
And the locals are keeping
it quiet. I haven't heard a single thing. So
that's not like locals down in neck of the woods to keep things quiet.
No, well, we say it's a 12-month fishery, and I still believe it is now, the way it is. We might get the odd month where it's a bit harder, and you've got to do what I've done and burnt $600 of fuel in a couple of days. But they would somewhere you'd be able to find them. But if you were to ask me somewhere to go, I don't have that exact report for you right now.
Yeah,
it's
gotcha.
Just a little bit hard to... Not hard, it's just I haven't found any, haven't heard of any. But if you put a bit of timing into a place like Apollo Bay or Portland or Port Ferry... Even at home, even Western Entrance down to the west of Port Phillip, Western Port, sorry, it's a very good chance you'll come across these fish.
I caught up with a mate during the week who's got a farm down near Parambit.
Oh,
he said there's been a bit of an algae outbreak. There's been three cars that have been lost once launching.
Three what have been lost?
Three cars that have been sort of, they've tried to either reverse.
Oh, so they slid on the ramp.
Yes,
oh,
and they've lost them into the water. Now, whether that affects the fishing or not, sometimes it definitely can when there's algae outbreaks. And we've seen nothing official.
There was some good trout caught in Parambit, I did see.
Well, there's been nice. Yeah, there's been nothing official in terms of how it's affected the fishery. But for those that people are launching at Parambit, just be
mindful
when launching.
Not just there. I nearly went arse up at St. Leonard's the other day.
Did you really?
Sorry, Queenscliff. I was with Finn and had to launch by myself in that low tide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wear me Crocs. It wouldn't happen in me Crocs. I left them in my cane suitcase after Exmouth and I still haven't picked them back up.
The fisherman? The part-time builder. Yeah, fine. Yep. Good job.
And, I think just that low tide, the algae gets on all these ramps, and especially if you're, I don't mean to be a prick, but if you're a bit older, be very, very careful. But the fishing off Western Port, just quickly before you wrap up this segment, I just want to go into Western Port quickly.
We are rambling.
Wayne has smashed whiting on both sides of Western Port. Snapper, very good.
He posted gummies, some incredible photos of so did you, mind you, but some really nice snapper during the week.
He did. He's done very, very well on the whiting and snapper out there. And Flathead offshore, then coming into Port Phillip, I smashed the snapper during the week. They were as good as it gets. Middle of the day stuff too, like... That would just sensational.
Are you still targeting the tides around that though? You say middle of the day, you're targeting.
No, I actually wasn't. Tide was at 2 o'clock the day I went, and I got over there at 3. I missed
it
completely.
Was it just luck?
I do like the hour after. Just this time of the year, you're in peak snapper fishing, so it's at its best. So
it's
the time of the year where you don't have to be as fussy.
Pedantic about it. Yep.
Earlier and later you can be, but I'd still try and do things right. But I just caught a few fish there, which was. A few fish during the tide, which is always good to see. And, of course, the whiting and calamari, which we got as well.
Beautiful work. That is the whip around for Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski? Discover why boating's just better with Club Marine.